ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is the Gas Man with my co-host,
Lugs.
Lugs, yeah. Hey Lugs. So I feel a little rusty. I feel like we've taken a month off.
It was a quiet intro there. I figured you'd be way more energetic and...
Should I redo it? Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking and Racing. This is your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host with the most, Lugs.
Just blew my ears out. That's too much.
Ah, man, I can never win with you. So, folks, as always, thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling our friends. Please, if you have not yet, make sure you follow us on whatever platform it is that you listen to us on. Also, make sure you rate us, especially on iTunes. That's how people find us. We need that help. Anything you want to throw in there, Lugs?
Nope. I'm good.
Man, the man of many words.
I'm rusty, too, man. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's, we've been off for 1 week, but it literally feels like it's been almost a lifetime. I mean, it's just, I feel like, last week I sat at home, watched TV by myself, with nothing to do. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Wednesdays are dedicated to...
Did you cry a little?
Maybe a little bit, yes. Okay. So Wednesdays are dedicated to the podcast, so my life, everybody knows not to bug me on Wednesdays. So, anyway.
So you're normally, you know, secluded and doing this, but then, you know, threw a wrench in your plan, so.
Yeah, which, it's okay. Literally, I didn't know what freedom felt like. I had no kid, no wife. It was like, I literally sat at home and watched TV.
It's kind of nice to do sometimes, though.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just a person that's constantly on the go, on the go, on the go. Like, every day is planned out with something going on. So it's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I hear you.
So folks, as always, we're going to start off with the official beer of NASCAR.
Bush
Light.
Speaking of Bush, we got some news about a certain Bush this week.
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, well, we'll only talk about one of the news with the Bush. So... Just real quick, I guess, since we kind of brought it up, Samantha and Kyle had a miscarriage. So, I can't put myself in their position other than the fact that I've...
Oh, I was talking about Kurt Busch, but yeah, I guess
I know. I'm talking about I wasn't going to talk about.
You were talking about George Busch.
No. I forgot about George Busch, too. Yeah, so... I mean, there's been a lot of tragedy with the Bush names last week, or 2 weeks, I should say. So today was actually George Bush's memorial service, all the presidents attended, et cetera. But what I was getting to was that Samantha and Kyle have been trying really hard. They had a bit, you know, and got pregnant with the baby girl, and ended up having a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, unfortunately, been through that with my ex-wife. We, unfortunately, encountered that, but... I want to say how it was the worst time of my life. I felt so bad for my wife. It was horrible circumstances that she went through.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing Samantha go through that, it almost makes you want to tear up because it's so hard. But I want to say I commend her from coming out and doing a video on it, talking about it.
Well, not only that too, but she came out and announced it after the award ceremony. So they had to put on... You know, their happy faces for the banquet, for the awards, for all the fans, you know, everybody, you know, and trudge through that tragedy and then announce it. So, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. So
no, not at all. And sometimes I feel like Kyle is my worst enemy, but I really do feel bad for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been through that. A man does not feel what a woman goes through in those situations. As an outsider looking in at what I went through and seeing what my wife went through, it was one of the hardest times of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing that. So sure. I feel for you, Samantha. I mean, obviously I can just do empathy. I can't, you know, I've not been there in a woman's shoes. But definitely, if you're a praying type, send prayers their way. Cause it is definitely a tragedy. Or if you're a praying type of person, George Bush's family as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good man, good president. My neighbor in Texas, when I lived in Texas, actually worked for the Secret Service for George Bush.
Oh,
she
yeah?
talked about how wonderful a guy he was.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Just said the whole Bush family actually was very super friendly, nice, awesome people. So there's some insight for you. I don't know if you knew I had a Secret Service neighbor.
I think you had told me the story before. Yeah. But
anyway, we won't get political. But yeah, so anyway, tragedy for the Bush families mm-hmm, that aren't mm-hmm. related. So
yeah. So, well, let's keep it on the Bush topic.
Yeah, so I'll let you take this topic then.
Yesterday, it was officially announced that Kurt is going to Chip Ganassi. And taking the one car, everybody was waiting for the last at least six months, it seems like, for that shoe to drop. So it's official, Kurt's stepping into the one. I'm a little concerned about something, though. I'm seeing in a few articles that they're speculating this is his last year. Where's that coming from? I haven't heard Kurt say that.
Yeah, I've seen the articles as well that you're talking about. I have not seen Kurt make any kind of comment. Maybe some indication if you really read into his comments.
Mm-hmm.
But taking it for face value, what he said, I don't see it.
Well, he said that he did use the word bookend, but I mean, yeah, but bookend could be three seasons or finishing your career at Chip Ganassi. It doesn't necessarily mean it's this year.
Yeah, I agree.
So
now the only thing I've seen is that he did say he's ready to have family time. He's ready to have kids. So, although we do see drivers do that throughout their career, maybe that's his way of saying he's stepping away after this year. Maybe. I'm not trying to read into it too much.
And when I heard and read these articles, I had to stop and scratch my head. And I was like, how old is Kurt? Do you know off the top of your head?
I figured 40. I have no idea.
Exactly. He's 40 years old.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, man. It's like a new era, right? We've seen it with Stewart and Gordon and everybody as far as what's, you know, they're getting younger. They're retiring at younger ages, right? So I see Kurt, he's successful, right? While he didn't set the world on fire this season, he was competitive. He won races.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, he looked like a championship contender there for a while. So yeah. Definitely, I mean,
so
he just didn't go out on the best of terms. And I don't, the stuff that Haas was saying, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you know, I don't know what goes on behind the closed doors, obviously, but I hope he has a couple more seasons left in him. I want to see him, you know, there was a time where I really didn't like Kurt, and that was more of his Penske days. I don't know about you, how you've ever felt about him, but I agree,
because I thought he was an arrogant prick.
When he got booted from that ride, you know, and then he kind of...
And that way he went off on the reporters at Phoenix or something, and then he ended up getting like a drunk driving or something like that. I mean, there was like a snowball effect,
yeah, there was
a bunch of crap
things.
That happened.
And then, you know, he took the ride in, what was it, the 51, and mm-hmm. severely underfunded, yeah. And I think that really kind of righted, righted his career a little bit, kind of softened his ego a little bit, took a step back, and I don't know. He's grown on me. I'll just put it that way. He's grown on me in the last few years, and seeing him, you know, step back into a Chevy, don't mind my bipartisan there. I don't know, just happy to see him in the one car, and I think that's going to help Chip Ganassi too overall, right? Because let's be honest, McMurray didn't do a whole lot this season. Larson was competitive, he didn't win, but he at times was carrying the Chevrolet banner for all, you know, of GM basically. So with him going to that team, I think that's going to elevate Ganassi. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, as you mentioned, McMurray's not been that. I mean, he's such a likable guy. It's hard to get on to him, but he's not been. I mean, he has moments where he shines, but overall consistent. I think Kurt is just a lot better driver. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So put him and Larson together on that team, I think it's going to help Ganassi out a lot. I think as a team, they're going to be a lot more consistent and competitive.
And not only that, what about the fact that Kurt, coming from Haas, is there anything there that he can bring from Haas to Ganassi?
Ford to Chevy? I don't know. I really can't answer that. I don't know. Outside looking in, I don't feel like there would be. Not a whole lot other than his personality-wise. But that's not really a Stuart Haas thing. That's more of a Kurt Busch thing. What can he bring to the table that he himself presents?
He's been with a lot of organizations, so, you know, who knows? We'll find out in a matter of months. Less than months. So, what other news you want to start with?
Oh, man.
You want to start from the cup and go down, or you want to start with the truck and go...
Our bread and butter, let's just start there, because most people listen to the beginning of the podcast, and after about 5 minutes of you lugs, they tune out.
That's not very nice. Before we do that, I want to bring up here Bob Pockrass.
Yep.
Sports writer for ESPN, announced he's a free agent after 2018, and that really bums me out, because when I want news, the source that I go to is Bob Pockrass on Twitter immediately, whether it's what the double weather's there, whether it's the weather forecast for the race that I'm looking at, or the exact start time for the green flag, or when practice is, I go directly to Bob's Twitter page. And on top of that, you know, he's got great articles, you know, out there on the webs, on, you know, social media and ESPN and everything. So I'm really hoping somebody scoops him up.
Yeah, I would think he's such a valuable free agent out there in the market. I don't see I don't see why ESPN let him go, because I think he's very valuable. Other than they're cutting their NASCAR coverage.
He has such a following, almost to the degree of Jeff Gluck, right? They're kind of one of the same.
Yeah.
I wonder if, and I'm sure he has, right, thought about doing what Jeff does and just...
Going independent?
Yeah, independent, crowdsource, essentially. Run off of donations. I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure that he's thought about it. I mean, that's a risky move.
That's not what anybody wants to do, right? But I'm sure at this point, if he doesn't already have something in the works, obviously that we don't know about, you know, I say do it, Bob. I'll contribute. Reckoning Racing will contribute a little bit.
Hey, you got $20 coming your way, Bob. Just let us know where to send it.
He's got to name drop us, though.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah. But anyways, yeah, that's one thing I want to kick off here and get out of the way. But I hope Bob lands somewhere credible really soon.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, that's where you go to for news. I follow him because a lot of our stories that we talk about come from him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And to me, him and Jeff are the top of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Other people like Adam Stern, I have a hard time really backing them too much.
Yeah, you see a lot of speculation there, which, you know, it's always fluff. Fun to read that sometimes, but let's be honest, sometimes it doesn't always shake out. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, good luck to you, Bob. You definitely have some fans here.
All right. Well, if you want to jump into...
Rest of the Monster Energy News, Cup Series.
Yeah, we'll just go down our notes here.
Okay, so I do have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
So, is this the last year we get to say Monster Energy Cup Series?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not talking about necessarily that
title.
I'm talking about the title.
I know where you're going.
Okay. So okay. So
I'll let you take that.
Yeah.
Piece.
So like 6 months ago, we were discussing one of our episodes about how NASCAR's talking about like changing to a tiered program.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking a lot about this, and actually just seen an article come out about it where NASCAR is really starting to pursue this really hard, where they're looking to that tiered sponsorship system.
Mm-hmm.
So didn't we just read last episode or a couple episodes how NASCAR's looking to buy? Was it ISC?
Yes.
So you're basically NASCAR entity is going to own all these tracks, right?
Correct.
So now we're starting to put the puzzle pieces together, right? So if what we're going to do is that we're not going to call ourselves the Monster Energy Cup Series. We're going to call the NASCAR Cup Series.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're selling naming rights to all of our tracks that we own or the events or whatever. They're doing that tiered system, using that to help sponsor NASCAR instead of one title sponsor. So now it makes sense why they're purchasing those
so
tracks.
Kind of like Lowe's Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like that, yes. But NASCAR is the one that's getting the money, the funding for
right.
it, not the individual
because they're going to own the tracks.
Exactly.
Right. So now it's going to be the Pepsi Cola, Pepsi Daytona
possibly,
Cola.
Possibly.
I mean, what?
So what I read is that you're looking like $15 million for a top-tier level sponsor. You get like five assets.
Uh-huh.
So is that five tracks? Is that five? You know, what does that entail? We really don't know yet how they're going to label everything. But essentially, like $15 million will get you like five assets.
Mm.
So basically, they increased their assets and their major assets by making that purchase. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even think about that at the time. It's just something I've been thinking about in between our last episode and this one. But it makes sense now on why,
yeah,
if they're going to that tiered approach, why they made that move.
Yeah. Okay.
Because previously, think about who owned those tracks anyway? Wasn't the France family?
They have a majority stake, okay. I see. Yeah.
So, which is essentially NASCAR, right?
Yes, yeah.
Without the NASCAR tag.
Correct.
So now you're able to put that NASCAR. NASCAR owns this, therefore when we sell you a package, mm-hmm, we can include those in a package when previously we could not.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. I want more visibility. I want to know more how it's structured and distributed.
It's very confusing to even read into it until we actually see it.
But if it benefits the sport, you know what? I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it will. I think it will benefit just from the fact of you're not relying on one company. That could, I mean, now if you have a drink sponsor, maybe they won't be able to mandate, like if it's Pepsi, you cannot have a Coke sponsor, you know,
right.
on the car. Because remember when we had the whole AT&T and Sprint debacle back in the day? Kind of maybe it helped prevent that from happening again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. I'm sure we'll get more information as we trudge through the year on that. So I'm going back to the Kurt Busch thing. I just saw your note here, Gasman. You put here, rumor is Kurt could retire after this year, and Ross Chastain is the number one candidate to replace Kurt. Who the hell is speculating that already?
So what they're saying is that Ross is starting with Chip Ganassi in next year in Xfinity, right?
Yes.
So that if they're already speculating that they set themselves up, so when bringing Kurt in, because they knew about this before they brought in Ross, that when he steps away in the year, Ross is going to be just step, because he's already a Cup driver, step into that slot.
If I'm Kurt, I would just announce, yo, this is going to be my last year.
Well, I'm laughing because what do we see last year? At the end of last season, we had no idea for sure what was going to happen until basically the Daytona 500. And this year...
For Kurt, you mean?
For Kurt, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's almost the same thing this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had our speculation, mm-hmm, but we didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
So next year, we'll probably be held until the Daytona of 2020 before we find out, oh yeah, he's retired.
I guess from like a fan standpoint, like again, we've talked about this, but as a Gordon fan, I enjoyed knowing it was his last season, right? Carl Edwards fans
didn't have that closure.
Yeah.
You have that closure,
Matt
yes.
Kenseth fans didn't know if Kenseth was going to be back this year, 2018. You know, he went out 2017, didn't know where he was going to be 2018. He landed in, you know, Roush for half the season. And again, now we don't know. He's probably not going to be anywhere. But it's like, from a fan, I just want to know up front, man, give me those 36 races so that I can try to make it to as many as I can to see, you know, my driver. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just me.
And maybe the problem is there's no Kurt Busch fans. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding. I know a couple of them myself. It's just a joke. Calm down. But no, I agree with you 100% their logs. Give me some closure. Let me close this thing out.
Yeah.
Celebrating you as a driver.
In that same wheelhouse, so McMurray has supposedly been offered a Daytona 500 ride and then a team management position within Chet Ganassi.
Correct. And that has been confirmed by Ganassi. That's what's been offered.
Correct. Now, I read, this was probably middle of last week, and I didn't have a
silly season, by the way. Let's remind everybody.
Obviously. But yeah, the speculation there was that McMurray could also was being talked about maybe moving into a part-time role for the Tommy Baldwin team.
Which I've seen that as well. But here's something else to ponder. Okay, so we're talking about silly season. Let's just start talking about blanketed silly season. Not so much about Bush, just blanketed silly season. What was announced yesterday?
Kurt?
No. Well, yes, but about the new team. Okay, so Spire Sports Entertainment.
Oh, yeah, purchased Front Row's charter.
Yeah, and they're going to have a Chevy.
Sorry, Furniture Row.
They're going to have an alliance with a Chevy team.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's speculation. Okay, the number 77 car is basically going to be another Chip Ganassi car with Jamie McMurray driving it.
Really?
But who knows? I mean, we really won't know until actually the dust settles.
So Spire is going to be another Chevy team, but with a Ganassi Alliance.
Yeah, so that's the rumor, is that they've already said they are going to be a Chevy team.
Who's behind Spire? It's not Tommy Baldwin.
It's not Tommy Baldwin. So I don't really know the names, but they are people who have been... So actually, here, I'll just break it down for you a little bit more. Some of the people we've had on the show is because I've contacted Spire to say, hey, can we get this person on our show? Mm-hmm. So I've actually been in contact with people from Spire several times to mm-hmm. get people on the show. So they're a sports marketing or agency.
Talent.
Yes.
Company. Okay.
But the people within the company... Basically, their focus is motorsports. People within the company, from the very top down to the individual people, are NASCAR-related people. So they've been involved as previous drivers or driver relations people. They're, you know, team owners previously, or they're, you know, engineers previously. They're all involved with somehow with NASCAR historically.
Mm-hmm.
So. It makes sense because that's their bread and butter of their agency.
Right.
What they know. But I've never heard of an agency getting into the main sport and being like an owner, an asset owner. I don't know. It's interesting. I'll just put it that way. It's interesting. I don't know what to think about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing that up, because that takes another one off of our list here. A little surprising here, man. Matt Tift.
Announced. Yes,
we haven't
very,
covered this. Matt Tift is going to be joining Front Row Motorsports with David Reagan and Michael McDowell. They're going to be a three-car team,
man. Three full-time. Good for them.
If they have the sponsorship, man, awesome. Good for them. But what's your thoughts on Matt Tift moving into Cup Series?
I like Matt. I don't know if he's ready.
He hasn't won an Xfinity race.
No.
He's been somewhat consistent. I mean, he made the playoffs this year.
But man, we're seeing that a lot, are we not? We're rushing a lot of young guys who don't have the experience or could potentially gain from more experience into these cars.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
obviously we're going to expect them to be, what, 30th place car, being front row. But then again, they could surprise us. Being a three-car team, you're going to start putting money into the team.
Yeah. But you have a little bit, maybe more flexibility to try different things across the different cars, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how that.
There seem like there's a lot of teams coming in. Because you got Tommy Baldwin coming back.
Spire. Obeika.
Obeika, how you pronounce it. Yeah.
South Africa team.
Yeah, and Tanner Berryhill has been announced as the official full-time driver for that team.
Yeah.
So, and you have other smaller teams that, you know, may have played a role, like Starcom, which is our buddy Landon Castle, who drives for that. Talk about Landon Castle. If you have not seen, check out our Twitter and our Facebook. He did a shout-out for us.
Yeah. Thanks, Landon. We appreciate that.
You know what?
Really cool.
Lugs, maybe we can have him on our next show. Think that could happen?
I hope so. I've always liked Landon.
So me too. Man, his personality is great. Me too.
I followed him even when he was in, you know, in the Xfinity series and
BK Racing.
When he made it, yeah.
Dr. Pepper car.
Yeah. When he made it into Cup, and when he had Loves as a sponsorship,
yep.
The gas station, dude, it was cool because I always followed him on social media, and he would just like pop into gas stations and give people gas cards or like use his Loves credit card and just fill some random person's tank up with gas. They had no idea who he was, but it was just like so cool to watch. He's always been just the coolest down to earth marketable kind of guy.
Yeah.
So it'd be really
absolutely.
Cool if we could get him on here.
Now I just need if he does come on the show, I want to question if he's just like such a fan of Ryan Blaney, is why he's growing the Blaney hair or okay, maybe I shouldn't. Just seeing that video of him, I'm so used to seeing like a clean-cut, young-looking kid, right? Because that's kind of what Landon, that's what you see. And this video that he did for us is kind of like long hair. And
he's always had it, man. When he does his commentary on NBC Sports.
I don't feel like I've always seen it. I always feel like he's clean-cut,
for NASCAR,
like
yeah,
crew cut, you know, kind
NASCAR
of guy.
America, when he's on there with Parker, he's always got it slicked back, so.
Yeah, I love his personality, man. So, I would love to meet him someday.
Yeah, hopefully we can persuade them to jump on here. So we talked about the sponsorship. We can mark that one off. I guess Austin Dillon's getting a new crew chief in 2019 as well. Danny Stockman.
Yep.
And he was with Daniel Hemric in Xfinity.
Yeah, and I think Austin's actually raced with him in like the truck series before. So they do have a relationship built up. Mm-hmm. I'm not really for sure what's happening with, I think, is what's his name? Steven Andrews or something like that. The current crew chief for Austin Dillon.
Okay.
I'm not for sure. I know he took one race off for personal reasons and Stockman filled in for him. Gotcha. But I don't know why he's leaving, going to another team or whatever. I did not see that.
Well, continuing in Monster Cup, did you see the article I posted this week about Suarez basically came out and said he didn't feel like he had the tools to win at Gibbs?
Yes. Did you see Suarez's comment to that?
He came back and had a follow-up.
Okay, so there was an article or multiple articles talking about some comments he made. We're talking about the last, you know, month of the season, whatever, that he just didn't have the resources, the team wasn't behind him, whatever, however you want to read into it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he came out yesterday and said that he was very disappointed in reading these articles that took his wording out of context completely. His clarification is that while he was there, he had everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it was announced that he's basically getting kicked to the curb, then things kind of fell apart, which is kind of be understood. I mean, he's a little depressed, a little down. The team's down, right?
Right, right.
So he was referring to that last section of his time at Joe Gibbs. And the way the article was written was like his whole time at Joe Gibbs.
Gotcha. I didn't see the follow-up. But that, I mean, yeah, it makes sense that once you know you're out, I mean.
Let's say that you're working your normal job and you hear that there's going to be layoffs in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, what do you do? Yeah. Or you know for sure there's going to be a layoff.
It gets you
in
down.
Months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you to do? Kudos to those people who stick it out. You can't fault people from looking elsewhere or being depressed or, you know, just having a negative feel. I mean, That's a big deal.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and stay on the silly season here if you're good with it. So let's talk about the cup drivers that don't have announced plans.
So McMurray.
So yeah, somewhat McMurray. We speculated on him. Allmendinger.
Yeah.
Still nothing there.
Suarez.
Suarez, we expect him to go to the 41, but I think it all depends on Aris and their sponsorship. Trevor Bayne still looking for a ride. He told reporters that he's been calling car owners, but he would take a seat in any of the top three series. So interesting. That kind of leads us talking about, you know, Trevor and his, you know, seat with Roush. Roush is closing Xfinity, so we know he doesn't have an option there. I'm assuming you heard about that news.
Yes, yes.
So furthermore, you know, sad news on Roush's end.
It's sad news for the sports. I mean, talking about one of the biggest players in the game for
a Titan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Titan exactly. And we know that the Cups have been struggling, and we know that 60 car can't stay on the track without wrecking in the Xfinity series.
Mm-hmm. That car is just cursed in 2018. it had a lot of bad luck too.
Yes, but it definitely caught me by surprise.
Yeah. So sucks to hear that. But
so we have a Junior Motorsports car open. Blake Koch is going to JD Motorsports in the Xfinity series.
That was
series.
Announced yesterday, I believe it was. Yeah, so Blake Koch's going.
Just a reminder about Jeffrey Earnhardt taking a Joe Gibbs car part-time.
Right.
Justin Haley.
I did see that Junior Motorsports has not made an official announcement as to which car number Gregson's going to drive.
I see him being the 9 car. That's kind of the flagship car right now. And Gregson, who just won the most popular driver award for the truck series,
mm-hmm.
has a decent fan following. So if he's bumping up to Xfinity series, I see that being the flagship driver for the junior motorsports car.
I would agree. The 9, yeah.
Yeah.
And then same thing, they haven't announced which number Tyler Reddick is going to drive for RCR. There's the 21 and the 2, because now that Tift is going to Cup,
right. That
vacates the 2.
So that leaves just Shane and Michael Annette.
Annette's for Junior
Motorsports. Not Annette, Tyler Reddick.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because man, that's Childers turned over almost her whole stable.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane only drove a part time schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's taking a full time ride. I haven't seen that,
you know. And
true
to me, that's frustrating because this is something I was going to bring up in a second, but I'll bring it up now. John Hunter Nemechek is not have a ride. How does this kid not have a ride with A, the last name Nemechek, and B, having won an Xfinity race for Canassi this year?
Yeah.
Just like Ross Chastain.
Yeah, very true. And Brett Moffitt, the Truck Series champion, doesn't have a ride. I mean, the world is a crazy place.
I don't get it.
This is like Bill Belichick going out winning the Super Bowl with the Patriots, and next year, like, we don't need you. We got somebody who's better. What?
And again, no disrespect to Matt Tift, but why wouldn't you pick up John Hunter and put him in that ride?
And maybe there's already something that works. We don't know yet. Silly season is just that. It's fucking crazy, people. Yeah. And, I mean, everything's speculation until it's actually written out. And even then, sometimes it's like, whoa, I didn't say that. Or, whoa, that's not, I never said that as a done deal.
Yeah. So,
there's a lot of premium rides left. A lot of great people who have not had the opportunity, at least they haven't been announced yet.
Yep.
So, I mean,
on top of that, Ryan Truex was booted out
of his car. He's a decent driver.
Yeah, so he's being replaced with Justin Haley in the 11 car for Colic Racing. Ryan Reed, another guy that's out. Roush closing down. We already kind of knew that because he said it was dependent on him finding sponsorship with Lilly Diabetes leaving. So Ryan's without a ride.
Again, just talent. John Hummer, you check. Ryan Reed's got talent.
Yeah, he's got multiple wins at Daytona.
It's frustrating, man. I hate it for these guys. Because as we've heard on this show time in, time out with the drivers that we've had on the show, how hard it is to get – everything's driven by that sponsor dollar.
Exactly.
And how they bust their ass to get that dollar. You have guys who have a resume, who's really good resume, struggling for that sponsorship.
Right.
It's just so frustrating, man.
So going back, I think that's all I've got silly season-wise at the second that I can think of. But Noah Gragson, you brought him up being the most popular driver nominated or winning for the truck series. But he actually won the snowball derby the other day.
Okay. Okay, did you see the videos of him at the...
I've heard about it, but I have not seen it. About a trophy girl?
Yeah, so he's standing outside of his...
Paint us the picture, guess.
Out of his car or whatever, and she comes up to present the trophy to him, whatever, and he just goes directly in for it, like a kiss. Not a peck on the cheek. He goes in for a full-blown kiss. And she leans in like she's going to, and at the last second, she turns her head and like pushes him away. Yeah, very awkward moment.
What was his reaction?
Like he's like left hanging like you're dangling a steak from a dog. His mouth was like open. He's like at first. then a little bit later he comes back and he does give her a kiss. Like I guess they talked about it. He gives her a kiss and then he also gets her digits.
Well, yeah, I'd heard on or saw on Twitter something about they had talked about exchanging numbers. Or they had exchange numbers before this happened. I don't know. But I laugh, but I never did see the video. I'll have to look
it up. Yeah, it is very very awkward. So, in today's world, Lugs, I'm going to throw it your way. Appropriate or not?
That kid... No, I love Noah, but he's a kid, man. He's got some growing up to do. So, I think you just chalk that up to lesson learned. You can't do that stuff, right? It's a different world than what it was in the 70s and 80s whenever you had these drivers manhandling the trophy girls in victory lane, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, yes, I agree. You cannot manhandle the trophy girl. I try and pull up the video for you to see it.
Oh, okay.
It's just like...
Okay, well, you keep looking and then... Oh, here it is. All right.
So he goes, like, she comes up, and then he's just like, ugh, she pushes him away. So, anyway, he ended up getting her number.
She made it turn into, like, made it look like she was a cock tease or something.
That's very appropriate for the show.
You let F-bombs fly, so...
No, I don't.
If you can do that, I can say cock tease.
So, anyway, yeah, so there's the video for you. So, Lugs, in your opinion, appropriate, non-appropriate? You said non-appropriate. Do you still agree with your assessment?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't do shit like that. Let's be honest. No. In today's world of all times, you do not do shit like that.
No, it was a little inappropriate, yeah.
Definitely. Extremely. I seen that, I was like, are you kidding me? But here's the thing. I don't know the guy. I don't. I just, you know, follow him, obviously.
And for all we know, you know, there's the context there where they're exchanging numbers, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, maybe they're dating or something. Who knows?
Yeah, and people on Twitter will call him like, oh, he's doing shit like this for a long time. He's such a douchebag, you know, stuff like that. I don't know. I cannot say that. Did that seem like a very douchebag kind of move? It did.
Again, I think he's a kid, and he's just... How many times have we?
Yeah, we done, all did stupid crap. You know,
we had actions that we didn't think about had consequences, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll move on, but dumbass
that,
Noah.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. So we mentioned Noah. Speaking of Noah, he won most popular award, driver award for truck series, and then Elliot won for the third straight year most popular for Xfinity series.
Yeah, who won Cup?
Who won Cup?
I have no idea. I couldn't even speculate.
Could it be somebody with the last name of Earnhardt or Elliott? Like the last, 29 years?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was Chase Elliott.
Yeah.
No surprise there.
Not at all. Not at all. I'll put a note on here. Surprise, question mark. Hell no. Bubba Wallace called that a month ago. As soon as they opened up the voting, Bubba Wallace was like, hey, congrats, Chase.
Yeah, we knew that was happening. I saw somebody posted an article that said 2019 is going to be the year of Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott. That they're going to be like the main two rivals and competitors threatening for wins.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you take Kyle as like a guaranteed top three contender.
Mm-hmm.
Chase came on strong there at the end, which that's kind of what we discussed.
So I thought the same thing, and I actually started to lean more towards agreeing with it, considering the fact that Haas, right, Harvick powerhouse, he was winning however many, seven or eight races, whatever it was, they're switching to Mustang. So think they'll have any of the performance issues the Chevy did have?
Yeah, like I think they'll overcome a little faster. But I definitely think they'll be growing pains the first quarter of the season.
Think so.
Maybe up to the first half of the season.
See, we kind of thought that too about whenever Stewart switched from Chevy to Ford. We're like, oh, he's going to suck. He's going to take a whole year to be able to be competitive. And guess what? That did not happen. So, you know, I think there's the possibility that they could struggle for a couple races, maybe a quarter, like you said, but I think they will pick it up pretty quick.
Yeah, and we'll see. So let me ask you a question. We'll go ahead and start speculating a little bit about next season. Who's going to have the most victories next season? And how many?
That's so hard to say, man. You know, you want to... Oh, jeez. Let me think about it. Who's your pick?
Kyle Busch with 6 victories. I think next year overall is going to be more diverse with victories than this year was.
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say Brad Keselowski.
That is definitely out on a limb. I would never expect you to say that.
And I don't know why that name really just popped in my head, but I don't know. I just feel like
Brad. I'm not gonna bust your balls about it because it's very, very possible.
Yeah,
the guy's still in his prime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to say Brad because I don't know.
I'm worried about...
I'm too indecisive to make any of this.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah, right?
Hey, now. So,
hey, what were we eating at tonight? Oh, I don't know. Where do you want to go?
I pick. Don't.
Oh, whatever.
The suggestions I give, you just don't want to go there.
I get tired of Chuck E. Cheese there, Logano.
Whoa.
So, now I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, so... Keselowski is a brave pick because of the Mustangs.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, I'm not going to say no because we have no idea. I mean, it's very Chevy's took a lot longer than we expected. Ford, I don't think, is going to take quite as long, but you never know.
How far in advance did they announce they were switching to the Camaro? Do you remember? I feel like they announced the Mustang more in advance.
I feel like they did, too. Because it was kind of like a last-minute decision.
Well, the SS was being discontinued, yeah. too. So
I think that was the caveat. Is that I don't know if they expected the SS to go away as soon as it did.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mustang's been a plan for a couple of years now.
So, perfect segue, actually. I don't know if you read this or not, but you probably heard GM is closing some plants down, right?
Yes.
That was in the news this week or last week, that there's 3, potentially 4 plants across Michigan and Ohio that GM's going to be closing. But GM did come out and say that this transformation announcement will not have any impact on the racing programs or the funding that goes into them.
So good. I thought that good. Was worth. So, again, I'm not getting political here.
You were a GM executive.
Yeah, executive is a very, 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 very far stretch on that. I had employed with him for a while. Yeah, I was a not a line worker. I was a... I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, I did. Yeah, I
said executive. I didn't say line worker.
I wasn't an executive. I was a manager. I was not an executive.
You was getting that salary money.
I was. You know, $20,000 a year, that doesn't go very far.
Not in Chicago, no.
No, no. So, the plants that are shutting down, some of them are a little archaic technology. Stuff that's not really used as much anymore. So, I kind of understand it a little bit. And it's not so much that they're really doing that bad, other than that they're gearing up for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the plants are shutting down, and it really sucks for those people, but I'm not sold that it's like an economical issue with them. So I see where it's not going to impact the... I mean, you think the NASCAR program probably one of the first things to shut down if it was a financial situation. Because the whole win on Sunday, sell on Monday mentality's gone.
Well, yeah. And... even when they went through the bailout, right? They were supposedly on the brink of bankruptcy.
Yeah, trust me, I went through that. I know all about that.
Yeah, but they still didn't cut funding then, so, you know.
No, they didn't. They restructured, but they did not cut. You know, I think their funding was deteriorated a little bit, but did not cut. I think they were making changes internally to compensate. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's quite as many resources available for the teams as there was previously. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But... yeah, so at least we know the sports shouldn't be impacted by that. News, you got any other news?
The last thing I have is we already talked about this on a previous episode, but I'm going to go ahead and bring it up again. Nally Decker going to the truck series. She's going to do truck, ARCA, and K&N for, DGR Crosley?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good for her.
You know,
good
we talked her. About, we thought it was just going to be trucks. I think in that one episode we discussed it, but it's actually going to be broken down to events over across multiple series.
Right. Okay. Yeah, good for her. Did you see that was posted by IndyCar over the weekend that Robert Wickens and James Hinchcliffe?
I did.
In their wheelchair race through the hospital, an ode nod.
Yeah, I think we retweeted that. But yeah, it was a very it was entertaining. It was, and here's what I'm gonna say: Robert Wickens, the guy has every reason to hate the world, hate himself, hate everything.
And he's having fun. Yeah,
the guy has taken this, embraced it, living life to the fullest in that situation.
Yeah. So fans that don't remember, we talked about this. Very week after it happened, when he was in a serious accident in Pocono in the IndyCar series back in June or July, I believe it was. Basically, you know, was paralyzed, slowly recovering and you know, getting back to where he needs to be.
I think at this point, there's no walking in his future.
I don't think so. I think either, it's unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it's permanent paralysis.
But anyways, it was cool to see them poking fun. For those that haven't seen the video, it's a nod to Days of Thunder when Rowdy and Cole Trickle get injured and their crashes and are going through the hospital racing in their wheelchairs. So it was cool to see them make light in a kind of dark situation.
And he has a couple times, you see like some Halloween videos or Christmas videos, like a tree attached to his wheelchair, stuff like that. I mean, he's very, the attitude he has for somebody in that position is fantastic.
Right.
And we don't talk about F1 a whole lot on this show, so at least we get to talk about good things with F1.
What do you got?
Don't not F1, I'm an IndyCar.
Oh, okay.
F1, I'm sorry. Hey, Lewis Hamilton, you're a rock star, man. There we go, F1 news.
Yeah.
But the last thing I'll say is that with Kurt Busch, with IndyCar, Kurt Busch, there has been rumors about him driving a Ganassi car for the Indy 500, but nothing's been outlined or detailed yet.
Gotcha. Well, you had a perfect segue there, and you messed it up.
But, okay, I'm sorry.
Talking about F1. Now you got me messed up. F1. Fernando Alonso and Jimmy Johnson did their seat swap.
They did that dual burnout at the end. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, I didn't ever actually see any like lap times compared. I know they were at
I didn't see that either.
They were at Bahrain, but
they used an older car for Johnson to drive. I don't know if you've seen that.
It was a Camaro.
No, I meant the McLaren. Chassis?
Oh, that
Johnson drove. Gotcha. Alonso's car was an... I guess they didn't have rights to use the new body style for something like this. So they had to use an older body style.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So maybe it was just more of a PR stunt than...
Oh, I'm sure it was. But you know what? Fun times, you know, getting noticed on both sports. And there is talk about next year, maybe, or the next couple years, about trying to do a dual weekend. Maybe not next year,
with
but IndyCar? In the future, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
IndyCar is different than F1 there, guys.
They look the same. They sound the same.
They're completely different.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that would be cool. We'll never see NASCAR and F1 do a doubleheader. F1's too, their nose is too up in the air for that. You know, I don't think you'll ever see that. But that's my opinion. Anywho. There were some viewership numbers released for 2018 this week for the year overall. I don't know if you saw these, guess man, but viewership was down. Womp womp. But they averaged 3.3 million viewers per race through 2018. That's down from 4.1 million average
race. Pretty big hit.
In 2017. Yeah, and even further from 4.5 in 2016.
So 16 to 17 was a decent amount, but not like this the 17 to 18 drop.
Yeah.
Is that because of Gordon Jr.?
I can't see how you could not include that as part of the reason.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's various reasons, but it's definitely, I think, part of it. And you know what really sucks is the sport is in that kind of decline, and this year's racing product, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were some times I bitch and moan and complain, but overall, some of the races...
You bitch and moan and complain?
Yeah.
No.
But overall, I mean, some of the races were just fantastic, man. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You have one other news piece. I'm surprised you're not clawing to bring this one up.
Oh, yeah, about the pervert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually just going to ignore it.
Oh, okay.
I had wrote it down, but I was ignoring it.
Oh, okay.
So. All right. Yeah, and just for the ones that are listening, I did give Lugs a copy of my notes tonight so he knew what I was going to talk about maybe. But usually we don't share notes, but tonight we did. But anyway, pervert Rick Crawford got sentenced to 10 years, 10 months in jail. So that's 130 months.
Yeah, we brought that up back when it first came out. So that's...
he doesn't deserve airtime.
Sentenced and good riddance. But
he deserves no air at all.
Last thing, and my goal is to next week bring back my agree versus disagree segment. I don't have it this week. But
What about that Facebook giveaway you kept talking about?
Yeah, I'm still researching that, too.
Okay.
thanks.
Yeah.
I will get something together. Just
hey, the first two people to email us.
No one's emailing us.
Hold on. Yeah, no, I know. Exactly. Hold on one second. I got a solution to this, Lug. First two people to email us and give us something to talk about. Say, how are you doing? Just tell us your damn name. Wreckingandracing@gmail.com. I'll send you a damn hat. How about that?
Wow.
We got two hats to send. Let's send two hats.
All right. There you have it.
You know why? Usually there's only five people listen to the show anyway, so you got it really good odds. Just try it. In the worst case, you email us, and we already got our first two people, I will still email you back, or Lugs will email you back and say, hey, what's up? You know?
We still have
That's a very good consolation prize.
We have any stickers left?
Yes, we have a couple window stickers, and we have We have some business cards. Anybody want some business cards?
Magnets or anything? We'll figure something out. Yeah. Right. We may still toss something to you.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll send you, at least the worst case, you know, I take a picture of Lugs. I can autograph it, send it
email
to you, make it think it's like, hey, Joey Logano lookalike.
Email us, messages. How are you guys getting through the off season, right? We're having withdrawals.
We are having withdrawals.
I get through the off season by watching old races on YouTube. How about you?
I'd rather not say. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm thinking, what? Like, watch all races, touching myself. But no.
Whoa. Yeah,
it's a joke. It's a joke. So anyway, folks.
I'm not done yet.
I know. If you want a hat, email us. Just talk to us. We're lonely people.
Take our sadness away.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So.
Be our puppy.
I don't have the agree, disagree segment this week.
Okay.
But I do have something that I want to, you know, pick your brain on. And that's the fact that. In the next 10 years, probably less than that, probably going to see a big change in owners, or at least the successors to the owners.
We have to be. They're getting old.
Yeah. So here's my point. Think about this. Richard Childress is 73. Roush is 76. Joe Gibbs is 78. Roger Penske's 81.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't know he was that old.
And Hendrick, he's the young pup out of all of them at 69. Actually, technically, Chip Ganassi's the young pup. He's 60, but I excluded him.
Okay, so who's going to be taking over the sport? Is Kyle Busch going to be kind of retiring eventually, then moving into the Cup Series as an owner? I mean, I don't... Man, it's so hard to say.
This is what I see, because Gordon has already taken a managerial kind of director
junior
position.
Gordon, Busch.
Yeah, so I could see...
Stewart.
Does Junior really have, a director? Does he have a lot to do with the business at Hendrick anymore?
At Hendrick?
Yeah.
Or Junior Motorsports?
Hendrick.
I don't think so. But Junior Motorsports, yes.
Yeah, obviously. But
right.
So we know Gordon has
that
higher level there. So I could see him. I don't see him becoming an owner, because I really think he likes his family time and being able to do what he wants. I think he'll maintain a higher level there. I could see Johnson maybe having a little bit of hand in it too, potentially. But, you know, J.D. Gibbs, he had some health issues.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't see him taking over for Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, it's hard to say, man. So hard to say.
But I saw this on Reddit a couple days ago, and it just got me thinking, like, oh, crap, you know, I haven't thought about this before. But
well, here's another team for you. Yates. Where do they go?
Where did they go?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're still building engines.
Yeah, but as a team owner.
Well,
my whole point. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting to, is that we've kind of seen some teams fizzle out in the past because of situations like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you bring up a very good point. What's the succession, you know, priority or plan for these people?
Yeah, so I don't know, just food for thought. I don't know really where I was going with this. I just saw, like I said, on Reddit, and really got my gears turning, because I've been a fan of the sport for so long.
And they've always been a constant,
owners have always been in the sport. And I don't obviously wish any ill will to any of them, but it's, you know, we live in the real world, right? We all are going to pass at some time. So I don't know.
You might see somebody like BJ McLeod move up, because Childress was a small-time racer who built his organization up into a powerhouse, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can see BJ McLeod do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Or, you know.
I mean, we really don't know. I mean, Premium Motorsports might step up and surprise us. Or front Row Motorsports. You know, it's stuff like that we're not expecting. There's going to be someone come out of the woodworks. Like, we never expected Furniture Row to be what they were.
Right.
Maybe it's LeVay and Family Racing.
True. But anyways, that's all I
have. Yeah,
that's
no, it's all I very good. I never thought about it, but you're 100% right.
Oh, my God. Write it down.
Yeah. Hey, that's like 2 weeks in, like, last. Not 2 weeks, but two episodes in a row. All right, so, folks, thanks for listening. Hopefully, Landon will be on the show next week. We're going to reach out to him and ask him. Thumbs up to Lugs for being such a great co-host this week. And don't forget to...
And every week.
This week, don't forget to email us at wreckingracing@gmail.com and get a chance to get a hat. Thank you, folks. Have a great week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
and the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.